Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Rain. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees.
NERHK, NERHK, this is NEWS, you out there, Stormy?
Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 45 degrees.
KVNISSH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon. KVNISSH, K9SXH.
K9SXH, this is KC8YZF, Ron. Good afternoon, Terry. Long time no hear.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Ron. How are you doing? And it has been a long time since we've chatted. Currently, by me, it is 50-ish, and yeah, it's not quite overcast, but it's getting there, working on it. Highly filtered sun, put it that way. I was just getting ready to listen to the ball game, which starts here pretty quick. What's going on in your world? KA9SXH.
Well, I am just headed out to my daughter's house for my granddaughter's birthday party. It is currently 55 degrees and not a cloud in the sky. Some beautiful sunshine, nice dry day, and then after that, it's supposed to rain for the next 5 or 6 days.
That sounds like our weather, Ron, for sure. And actually, by me, I currently have 52, so it's just a few degrees cooler. But yeah, rain for the next few days, possibly thunder showers, storms, slash, whatever. And I'll be unplugging my radio later. And other than that, I have got a new radio in front of me. I'm starting to open my Christmas presents. Bow thing. How about that? And I know everybody speaks down about them, but hey, for that price, I don't know. They do a lot for that price. I mean, the box looks like any of the other boxes. You open it up and you put an HT in your hand. Looks, feels just like an Icon or Camwood, anything else. And boy, the price. Back to you. K-A-N-I-S-X-H.
Well, I am on a new radio as well. I bought a newer vehicle about a year ago, and really I have no place to put a radio in this vehicle, but I found underneath the console, this is a Chinese-made model that was rebranded by Radio Oddity. So the radio's underneath the console, and the microphone has all of the controls. It has the display and all of the menu options and everything right on the microphone itself. So working out quite well. A lot of Bluetooth in it. It's got a Bluetooth TNC, AP or S built into it, mapping built into it. It's got a GPS and a compass built into it. And I haven't figured all out the bells and whistles yet. I at least got the radio program for some frequencies. And the APRS is somewhat working. It's tracking me through its software, but I haven't got it to beacon properly where it shows up on APRS FI yet. So that's the other things I'm working on.
All right. Well, the last work truck I had, which they bought new like they usually do, came from the factory with a place for a radio and a permanent antenna mount on the vehicle and a little power source right near where you were intended to put a radio. And the power source was rated at 25 amps Well, that was never to be seen. Because I put a radio there, and that radio would do 10 watts from that power supply, which I thought was very, very interesting, seeing as that sitting next to me underneath the passenger seat was a really large box with four of those, really big truck batteries in there. In other words, on that side of the vehicle, inside the cab, there was a kind of an abbreviation for a seat. It was just a big battery box there. And yet it wouldn't power a radio to that amount of power. Yeah, well, very amusing.
Good afternoon.
And
1500 hours.
Fine business on the birthdays.
54 degrees.
Got another one coming up by me here pretty soon. And as the time goes by, we get more and more coming up. And we went back to the moon. How about that? KA9SXH.
Well, I have a couple of Kenwood D700 that has a radio body and a separate head unit, but I really had no place to mount the head unit in this vehicle. There's just isn't room underneath the dash or any place that I could see the display or work with it or anything. So I said, well, perfect thing is if I had a radio with everything in the microphone. And I had been using just one of my handy talkies. I put a mount in here and had a handy talkie with a little mag mount antenna and a handheld mic, but the microphone didn't put out enough sound that I could really hear it. Plus, the display on the radio wasn't lit, so you couldn't see it. You hardly see it during the day, let alone at night. And then a couple of weeks after that, I spotted this radio on Radio Oddity's site, and it's a Chinese-made. It's a VGC radio, VGC-N7600. And they just rebranded it, put their sticker on it, and sell it here in the U.S. So, I was expecting for all the bells and whistles with a KISS TNC, so it'll do packet and Winlink. It has a APRS, like you said, with the GCRS, and a compass, and it'll Bluetooth sync to the car system. I can get a Bluetooth microphone and not have to worry about a cord between the mic and the radio. So an awful lot of features in it, and a Kenwood version, if Kenwood made something quite like it, and they are coming out with one, will sell. Right now, they haven't put a price on it, but when I was at Dayton last year, they were saying it'll probably sell north of $1,000 for that mobile radio. And this was $329, so for what I use it in the vehicle, it will serve its purpose. Back over to you, KCYBS.
No, I agree totally with that. And, APRS is something I've never gotten into. On my radios that do DMR, I've got all of that stuff down pretty good, except for the APRS. Never tackled that. And they've all got that in there. And currently, the computer that I use to program radios for the DMR, that no longer works. Bad battery. bad. And speaking of bad batteries, I just properly disposed of three radio batteries today. All the same reason. Not all the same model, though. They expand. So in other words, they're probably fully charged when I threw them out. But, you know, Pitarugas, of course, no more, but probably had quite a bit of juice on them. The, computer, that's totally dead. It's an older computer. I probably not am going to, I'm going to take out the battery and look at it and see. And just for entertainment purposes, price a replacement battery. But I probably think it ain't going to be worth it. Although I could make that computer a real nice Linux computer. And I really don't know if I'm going to update that computer to something that does Windows anymore or not. Because I have such a love for Windows, you know. And, yeah, right now it's clouding up pretty much. And that's not going to affect the ball game at all. Our stadium here has a roof. Back to you.
Yeah, what you're getting there with the clouds rolling in, we'll get later tonight. So yeah, we're supposed to get rain overnight, and then tomorrow and by Monday, Tuesday, as you said, we're supposed to. We're still analyzing what our severe weather level is going to be, but they're saying that it's still on track to get some severe weather. And we've already had 5 tornadoes in the state, and normally last year they were all EF0s. But the 5 that we've had before, or already this year, have been EF2s and EF3s. So, way above our normal level of storms, and already 5. Last year we had double our amount. We had 33 tornadoes in the state. Our average is 15 for the entire state, and we had 33 last year. We tied for third place with 1974 and 1976 was the last 2 years we've had that many tornadoes. So that's not good at this point. They're getting stronger. APRS I've been running since I've been a ham, since 2003. A buddy of mine got me set up on it, and it runs in my other older vehicle. On the Kenwood 700, I got an APRS digipeater set up at home, and it iGates, so any signals that it picks up, it iGates to the internet to relay those signals. So yeah, I've been running that for quite some time and doing APRS messaging on it occasionally and that too, so won't be doing it on this one, just mainly for tracking. Having it on here, but yeah, kind of a neat radio. I set way too many bells and whistles and switches, and I'm still learning. I had some things turned on, and a buddy of mine I was talking to, and he said, well, you got every time you unscrew the mic, you got a squelch because you're sending packets, and I had to find where that was in the radio and turn that off. I wasn't supposed to be doing that, so. But it did work out for the amount that I drive this vehicle. And back over to you, KC, my dear.
All right. Well, see, things like that I don't care for too much. I like radios that do what I want them to do, and that's pretty much it. That's why my current HF station, which is not set up yet, is QRP. And those radios, I have 2 of them. One was a kit, and the other I bought. They do just exactly everything that I need them to do for HF, CW. And they do it quite well for that very tiny portion of the band that they do. So HDs, that's a little different. You can do that from your back. And my outside project for the year, which is well underway. As a matter of fact, it's almost done. As I had a dilapidated flagpole in the front yard, and I took that down. And of course, it was buried on a good piece of concrete, like a fence post. And I got that out, and it's currently laying right there. So I got some metal with about 3 feet of concrete on it. I deal with that shit, because that spot is going to be another garden for me. I'll make this my last transmission, get out of my day here so I can listen to the game. Great hearing you today, Ron. I still think about you guys every Monday, and one of these days I'll make it around. For now, you take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry, KA9SXH.
Well, good timing, Terry. I'm about a half a mile from my daughter's house. I was going to have to sign with you anyhow. So you have a fine rest of the day. Hopefully the storms stay away from you, at least nothing major. And we'll do the same here. I hope you don't need any damage or anything. So we'll talk to you again. Good to hear from you. 73, 33 YVF, please.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.